go through the halachas that are in the Geit since this year Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. So I'm going to go through the dinim in the Geit for today, tomorrow. Today, tomorrow, Matzah Shabbos, Sunday night, Havdalah, the dinim that are relevant this year, that Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos and it gets pushed off to Sunday. First thing about showering today. I'm not going into showering in the 9 days. And Erev Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch says really one should be memayit, maybe just do Hanav Yadav Raglav. You should take a smaller shower. This year, today is really Erev Tisha B'Av. So what's the halacha about showering? The Beis Yosef brings Hashem the Sefer Aparnas. The Beis Yosef brings, I'll read you the Lashon, Roichtz and Harosh Samach Lachnasis Kala, which is every single year Erev Shabbos Chazoin, Roichtz and you take a shower, Samach Lachnasis Kala. When he brings in the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't say anything about it, that Samach close to Shabbos. And Lamaisa, we're not Machba Dafka that it should be very close to Shabbos. You can do whenever you want, whatever shower you take in every Shabbos Chazoin. On a regular year. When it comes to this year, that Erev Shabbos is Erev Tisha B'Av, it's interesting to note he's a Prima Gadim. The Bir Halacha brings this Prima Gadim that says that one should rather take a shower today before Chatzos. And says the Prima Gadim that B'Dievet, if you didn't shower before Chatzos, you could do it after Chatzos. The Shmir Shabbos Kel Chasei asks that you don't find such a thing that Erev Tisha B'Av there should be any Avelis, we'll get to soon about learning after Chatzos, but you don't find that there should be anything more significant in Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos rather than any Avelis of the 9 days. So why is it better to take a shower today, Erev Tisha B'Av, before Chatzos than after Chatzos? And the truth in the matter is, when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos, the Rama says, I'm going to read the Lashon HaRamah I wrote down. V'yalish atzmei b'vigdei Shabbos miyad achas shirachas atzmei. You should shout. You should put on b'vigdei Shabbos right afterwards. V'alkein layirchas ela samach le'erev shiyilvash atzmei miyad. Since you put on your b'vigdei Shabbos right after washing yourself for Shabbos, so you should do it close to Shabbos. Samach le'erev. The Matei Moshe also brings the same thing, and he says a reason why one should shower close to Shabbos, because then the hanah of you being clean of the shower is a hanah into Shabbos. You have that hanah, that oinik Shabbos, even on Shabbos. I'll call upon him, that would be a reason that you shouldn't take a shower today, before Chatzos, you should really take later. The same thing is also lagabe tefillah, you go to the mikvah, the Arizal says one should go to the mikvah after Chatzos. And the same thing is, and he says, akopanim after Shah Chamishis, after the fifth hour, but not the dafka to do before Chatzos. Lamaisa, the Shevet Alevi says, lahalacha, we're not knowing like this Prima Gadim. But it's interesting to note he's a Prima Gadim that says that one should bedafka shower before Chatzos. We should rather not be noyig like that because it's a bigger kavod Shabbos to do it after Chatzos. Next halacha negeya for Erev Shabbos, people are noyig to cut their nails Erev Shabbos l'kavod Shabbos. So the halacha is, it's a machloikas achreinim, the Mishnah Berurah brings it, in Shavua Shechalboi. I'm speaking now l'bnei Ashkenaz because l'bnei Svard, there's no Shavua Shechalboi this year, but Pashtus, that's pretty understandable. Machaber actually says that yes, shemachmirim, but for the Bnei Ashkenaz, there's no shvu. Bnei Ashkenaz.
Did you hold this whole week 9 days?
No.
So this year for you guys, you're...
I'm going to get to that in a few minutes. Why the machlokes is about shvu shachalbi, if there is or there isn't. But the Ramah says there is shvu shachalbi this week, this year also this week. Yeah, there is shvu shachalbi. No, every year there's always
but
a regular
year that would have really
a whole week, yeah. So what's about these machlekes achronim, if one's allowed to cut nails in Shavua Shechalboi, which means this week, the whole week, are you allowed or not allowed to? We are machmed, these machlekes achronim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but today, Zok the Mishnah Berurah, that L'Kavod Shabbos, you're allowed to cut your nails, Erev Shabbos, but the Mishnah Berurah says, Dafka, someone who's does it every single week. Someone who does it every single week is allowed to cut his nails also on also this week, Friday, just like every week. So just I want to bring a small maramakim in Negei, what's called someone who does it every single week. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about going to the mikvah today, Erev Shabbos Chazayin. Are you allowed to go or not allowed to go? So the Mishnah Berurah says if you go every week, you're allowed to go this week. But Zakti Mishnah Berurah, if someone who's mevatel at mepnei hasakov or mepnei hatzina because it's cold, then he's not, the Mishnah Berurah also literally is not allowed to go to the mikvah today, Shabbos Chazayin. But it's worthwhile to bring over here, the Eish El Avram says that what's called someone that's mevatel and he doesn't go to the mikvah, and therefore for that he cannot go, and that would be the same applicable for cutting nails. He says if somebody gets a little fashmuz and therefore doesn't go to the mikvah, or he's busy a little bit, you know, he makes a few more dollars, that's called somebody that's not so serious about it, and therefore if he skips here and there, he can't go Erev Shabbos Chazayin. But somebody, yes, but if somebody who doesn't make it because he's just so hectic and his work is so busy over there, even if he misses every now and then Erev Shabbos, he's allowed to go.
So only Erev Shabbos, not every day.
I mean, the same thing would be if somebody goes technically every day, but he misses here and there. I understand, you want to know, I'm going to leave it out for now, you want to know somebody who tries to go a lot, so what's the gather? It's a schmooze for itself, we'll talk afterwards. That's the Geya Atkan, that's the Geya for Friday. Today, Erev Shabbos, which is really Erev Tisha B'Av. Shabbos, tonight, tomorrow, which is Tisha B'Av. We don't fast, of course. These are Machlekes Machaber Ramah, if Dvarim Shebetzina is Mutter. Yeah, Machaber says, Leil Shabbos, Tisha B'Av, it's Mutter B'Tash V'Shamita. The Ramah argues, and the Ramah says, the Minig is to Aser. And the Bishavura says, at certain times, that it'll be Mutter if it's Leil Tvila, but the Minig is to Aser. The Machloikis Machaber Ramah is if Tisha B'Av this year is Shabbos, but just we can't fast on Shabbos, so therefore we fast Sunday. So if Tisha B'Av is really Shabbos this year, so then this whole week is Shavua Shechalbay, like we spoke before, and therefore if Tisha B'Av is really Shabbos, then Dvarim Shebetzina is Noyig on Shabbos. But if Tisha B'Av gets completely pushed off to Sunday, then nothing is noyig on Tisha B'Av. We'll see more nafka minis as well. And, yeah. Shabbos morning, you say Avarachman. What's the chiddush you say Avarachman? Of course, you say in the 9 days, it's even a machlekes if you say Rosh Chodesh benching of Av. But Tisha B'Av is Ikri Moed. We don't say Tachan on Tisha B'Av. So the chiddush is, the Chassam Sofer says that the Ikri Moir of this year of Tisha B'Av gets pushed off to Sunday. And therefore, we'll see soon, Tzitkoscha, Shabbos afternoon, you don't say this year, because that's already, even if Sunday's Ikri Moir, just like every year, Erev Tisha B'Av by Mincha, you don't say Tachna, because it's Erev the Moir, the Yom Tiv. The same is also this year, Avarachmam, you're not going to say. But when it comes to Avarachmam, you're going to say, because Lamaisa, it's Erev, it's in the morning, it's not yet Ikri Moir. Shabbos afternoon, it's already Erev of Moir, the male, you don't say Tzitkoscha. Learning this year, this tonight, tomorrow, we learn these shmuz about it in the poskim. We learn that we're noyik to learn Shabbos. However, after Chatzos, says the Ramah, I'll read you the Lashon Ramah, Avol machatzos ve'elach noyigim shaloi lilmud k'moy b'chol erev Tisha B'Av, which means even a Shabbos. L'chein ein oimer Pirkei Avos. You don't say Pirkei Avos. I'm reading a Ramah first. You don't learn Erev Tisha B'Av every year. We don't learn Erev Tisha B'Av. And therefore, says the Ramah, even this year or any year Shabbos, sometimes Tisha B'Av could fall on Sunday and Shabbos is Erev Tisha B'Av. And this year Shabbos is Erev Tisha B'Av, but it's really Tisha B'Av also. Says the Ramah, we do not learn tomorrow from Mechatzos Ve'elach. I'm going to leave it out for now, the Arichas, but the Chassam Sofer explains why can't you learn Shabbos afternoon. We're not knowing any Avelis. You'll have to eat Bas of a Yain, even Shalosh Shudas. We'll get to it soon. The Chassam Sofer says the problem, the reason not to learn Shabbos afternoon is not because of the learning Shabbos afternoon. There's no other Avelis whatsoever knowing Erev Tisha B'Av. Nothing Erev Tisha B'Av besides learning. Why can't you learn? Ever wondered why you can't learn Erev Tisha B'Av? So the Chassam Sofer says it's because when you're going to learn Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, you're going to be happy Tisha B'Av by night. So it's not a problem about learning technically Shabbos afternoon or any Erev Tisha B'Av. The problem is by learning Erev Tisha B'Av, you're going to be happy by night, so that's why one should not learn. The Taz is mesupik about this whole thing of not learning Erev Tisha B'Av. B'chlal. V'koshken this year that it's Shabbos, and says the Taz, the Haloimid Acher Chatzos Lehifset Tzchari. He doesn't say Lamaisa Yimachuyev to learn, but if somebody wants to learn, somebody will learn. It's hard for him to learn Dvar Maroim, Eicha, and other things. Dr. Taz, Lehifset Tzchari. The Mishnah Brura says he can be Saimach on it. The Birke Yosef, the Siddi Yavit, Spir Alacha, they all seem to say, they say, that you could learn Shabbos afternoon after Chatzos Koshkin this year, that it's Shabbos, Aloimid Lehifset. Somebody that wants to learn something that's Tisha B'Av, you know, the sugyas of Kamtza Bar Kamtza, you want to learn Eicha, the Chassam Seifer and Tshuva Simon and Arachaim Simon Lamed Gimel says the Chassam Seifer that one can learn Eicha on Shabbos, just like you're allowed to learn Eicha every Shabbos in Yantav. Why not? So you're allowed to learn Eicha. Meidach in Siddur Yavetz, he says that if one started already to learn Eicha before Shabbos, that's he started learning today, then you'll let it continue to finish up Eicha, Kinnus, all the things. But if you didn't, you really shouldn't start learning Eicha tomorrow, because it's Dvar Maram, it's sad things, and you shouldn't learn it on Shabbos. These are nidin about saying Tehillim on Tisha B'Av. Mishum Bakasha, so the Poskim say that you could. But tomorrow already, the Magen Avraham, the Paiskim say tomorrow is even a lot easier, and you for sure could say Tehillim. People will say Tehillim every single Shir Shal Yoyim.
What about after Shabbat? Fast starts, but learning after
Shabbat. A regular year, or are you talking about this year? I'll handle with you afterwards, because Loitach Sam Sofer, the question is, if you're not, you're talking about if you're allowed to learn Erev Tisha B'Av this year? Shall show this time. I'll handle it afterwards. 100%. I'll just say very bekitzer now, but I want to handle Taka afterwards. The Bechor Shur says the reason why you're not allowed to learn on Shabbos is, I don't know, he says, I don't understand. You're allowed to eat basa v'yayin, no avelis is noik, so why are you not allowed to learn? It's befahesid. He's a Pirkei Avashir every Shabbos afternoon, mitamol, you're not allowed to do here, you're not allowed to learn, it's befahesid. So he says, there's a chiv oinig on Shabbos, but there's no chiv simcha. So if oinig, basa v'yayin, you're allowed to even shal shudas, I'm going to get to it very shortly, you're allowed to eat even shal shudas, but simcha, that you're not allowed, even though it's professed, there's no chiv simcha on Shabbos. So mamela, even though everything else shkia, you don't do anything till after Yitzias HaShabbos, but this is what the handle that could be, should be awesome, because kalape simcha, that already is no chiv even on Shabbos, so that you don't have a right to do something for simcha. What? 100%, but lamaisa shteit mishinich nasab, matem besimcha. Yeah, it's a shayla for itself, how to balance what comes Tisha B'Av. You know, a person has to have that simcha not to be depressed, but a person has to work to be misabel on the churban. You know, that's the time. A person has to, you know, work to feel, to do kinnis, read. No, on Shabbos there's no din avelis. So it's not, I'm telling you, we said about learning Eicha. Some Seifa said you can learn Eicha, just like you let her learn Eicha anytime. But a person's not, I want to get to it soon about even Basav Yayin in your Musig. The Magen Avraham says that a person's allowed to do Shnai Mikra of the Echa Targum. I'm talking about after Chatzais. Me'ikir Adin, the best time to do Shnai Mikra really is a Taisis to do it either, but to do it no later than Shabbos morning before the Suda. That's the Ikir Adin. But let's say somebody didn't get to it. So the Poskim say, the Magen Avraham, Chaya Adam, Kitzah Shulchan Aruch, Avi, all the Marmakaynis, where exactly it is that you could. You could be Mava Sedra then Shabbos afternoon. However, the Chazanish says you could be Mekel B'Dievet to be Mava Sedra later if you didn't get to it. But really, says the Chazanish, one should try this week in particular even more to make sure to do Shnai Mekel earlier. Taking a walk. A person's not supposed to take a walk Erev Tisha B'Av. That's a Ramah. You're not supposed to take a walk. Therefore says that Shari Tshuva, this year that Tisha B'Av is a Nitcha, one should not take a walk. It's usher to take a walk all of Tisha B'Av, all of Shabbos, I'm sorry. And Zakta Gois Baruch Tam, that if this isser is only when it's latinig, to take enjoyable. If somebody walks, for sure, if he has to walk to shul, he's going to a meal, or to davening, of course, or if somebody walks, because for health, after the meal, he has to walk off the food, that he's allowed to. But for latinig, one should refrain already this whole Shabbos, I'm taking a walk, because it's beged the Erev Tisha B'Av, and Mamelu, one should not take a walk. So at Kascha, we said, you're right, but, and therefore, certain things that are oinig, you eat, basa, you're allowed. But this is a little bit more. It's really that teal, and it's maybe the, you know, light, kalas rosh, not bad kalas rosh, but it brings you to a little bit, we have to, we're not doing anything against oinig, but you're allowed to do the regular Shabbos oinig, which if somebody takes a Shabbos walk, but already, the reason why you don't take a walk, Erev Tisha B'Av, is you're supposed to start tuning in, so that's why you shouldn't, it's not a problem. And no one has an assign Tisha B'Av also, and also see very hot also. Tisha B'Av also, you're saying no one has a. You don't say it's at Kascha Shabbos afternoon because it's already Erev Tisha B'Av, it's Ikri Moya. Two reasons why it's Ikri Moya, either in the Poskim say because Bimheira Shibana Beis Hamikdash and it's going to turn into a Moyed, or famously known that it's a Moyed because the Eibishtu was Shafach Chamosi al Eitzav Avonov, as opposed to on Klal Yisrael, so that's why it's a Moyed. All born in the Poskim. Shal Shudis. The Shulchan Aruch says that one's allowed to eat Oichlem Basav Ashayim Yaim. This is the Shal Shudis. Even though there's no Chiyev. What'd you say? I didn't touch. No issue. If someone goes, there's no issue. Shal Shudis, the Shulchan Aruch says one is allowed to eat. There's no chiyuv to eat, but one is allowed to eat basar v'yayin, the Suda Shalai Mashayat, you're allowed to eat. And even and if somebody, this is a, the Mishnah Berurah says, if somebody's moinei amashum avelis, this is Shragi, what I wanted to tell you before about, like, if somebody, let's say, is eating Shal Shudis by a friend, we'll get to that, that you're allowed to, but if you're eating Shal Shudis or you're in your house by your parents and they serve, and you say, you know what, I don't want to eat now fleishiks because it's almost Tisha B'Av, says the Mishnah Berurah, kishenimna mashum avelis averi, it's avera. You're not mechuyif to eat fleishiks Shal Shudis, but if you're being served and you're not eating it because it's avelis, it's an avera. I was always wondering, I mean, regularly, come on, no one eats fleishik shal shudis, so what, you're going to go eat this? It's like, interesting, don't tell me avail for hasia this week, whoever eats shal shudis fleishiks this week, there are people that eat, either because you don't know what to do with the leftovers, or because you want to eat a good meal. So Ramosha actually writes in a tshuva, he says, even, it could be it's pashit, I'm just saying, Ramosha writes in the tshuva, even if somebody's not noyig to eat fleishiks, it's not a problem. He says the same thing with zmiris, also, you're allowed to sing zmiris, even if you're not noyig shal shudis, this week you're allowed to. The Magen Avraham says, "Makol Mokoim Yeshev Bedava Nefesh La Yinig by Besimcha." That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings it. It's a Magen Avraham that a person should Yeshev Bedava Nefesh. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings it's a the Bechor Shor that somebody who's eats every week Shal Shudas with friends, with family, he goes to shul, then it's avelus for Hesia not to do it, and maybe you have to do it like you should do it like regular, and for sure you'll add a bench bezimon a regular year sudam afsekas, everybody eats by themselves, so you don't bench bezimon separately. Of course this year Shal Shudas, if you have a mezuman, you eat it in shul, and you could also drink the becher, of course that's before shkia, which is wine because it's mutter b'shabbos, you'll add a bench and before shkia, you can even drink the wine, the cup. Just a person should note that some people are going to be eating milchik Shabbos because you know, to have a good heavy shal shudas for the tainus, make sure to have 6 hours from the meal, but 6 hours from when you stopped eating fleishiks. You don't have to bench, as long as whenever you finish the chant, you finish fleishiks, is enough. A person should refrain from saying that he's eating, make sure to eat well so he's able to fast well. Peter El Yeraba, it's going to look like you're doing a chana for after Shabbos. Of course, that's when you're doing it, but not to say. A regular year, when you eat the Suda Mafsekas, when you bench, it's a machlikas apoiskim if you're allowed to eat afterwards. Of course, if you forget and you still have to eat, you could be makel, but it really wants you to make a tnai before that he still wants to eat after he benches, because if not, it blives like a Kabbalah's tainus. This year, since it's Shabbos, it's a umdana that a person wants to continue with Oynik Shabbos, and even if he bench al Shabbos an hour before Shkia, he has no problem to continue eating up until Shkia. People that take Kali Atzayim, you know, pills that make it easier for you to fast, so even though on Shabbos these taking refuah is problematic, either these poskim had to do it to mix it into food to grind it before, but it seems from the poskim that it's not a lot of poskim, it's not a problem, because Kali Atzayim, first of all, you're not sick, you're taking it to give you kayach, and also you have anard from now because you know that over the fast it's going to make it easier, so you're allowed to take it this year. It's negate to take it, you take it on Shabbos. What?
You think
the Lord's... I know now also. No, I have written. You're right. Sure, I have written also. The Gam Eibay Meshamachana I wrote down because Lamaisa, you have Anor now also. Yeah. Shkoyach Rabashir. Yeah. And Achanam, you're being the head and now. The Anor now is not a physical Anor, it's psychological. But you know by taking it now, it's going to be easier. So you have enjoyment now. You shouldn't say. You always shouldn't say.
Any Achara now, you could say you're preparing for the weekend. You're having pleasure because now I know that it's going to be, that it's going to work out for the weekend.
No. That's a no, that you're happy that it's taken care of. But here, you're half pleasure that you're going to fast easier. Okay, we'll discuss. Let's go weiter. I have still a lot, you know, I want to try to cover. But here, it's a good, nice shaila. A person's supposed to stop eating by shkia. It's very negated this year. A person, shalashuddis, you know, usually shalashuddis, you eat into the night. It's no problem. Somebody holds Rabbeinu Tam as Rabbeinu Tam. He's Rabbeinu Tam.
So you're allowed to eat.
What do you mean? If somebody could do malacha after shot. The answer is because the Gemara in Pesachim says that Tisha B'Av has a chaymer like a deraisa. The Gemara says if you have a suffik lagavi something of Tisha B'Av, the dinoy, I'll show it to you inside. The Gemara, it has a din like a deraisa, lagavi a lot of dinim. So even though you're right, every tainus, technically. For other Tanaisim, it's definitely a good shaila.
But other Tanaisim don't do it.
No, but you're right. But let's say somebody gets up and it's after the Alois. You know, early Alois, Suffolk, till whatever, like the timing, the different Zmanim. It could be Taka's Pasha, it could be Mako, because it's a Suffolk. Well, let's say people Taka are Mako, even they wait Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av till later. Maybe Tisha B'Av didn't wait as late as Yom Kippur, but they wait later than a regular Tainus, because even though it's Darabanan, it has more Chaymer.
Are you letting it taste Shabbos?
What'd you say?
Are you allowed to have taste of Shabbos?
Like I'll be eating? No. And who are then after Shkia, you're not allowed to do, let's say, Rechitza. You have to shail if you already have to start washing your hands from your knuckles down. But Avelis, nothing's noik till after Tzeisa Shabbos. Whatever your Zman is, that's when it starts. Therefore, taking off your shoes, all the dinim you don't do, and you're not allowed to even do it or make achana. You're going to shul early, you're not allowed to take your shoes because you're doing achana. People bring it before. A lot of places daven way after the Zman, so you have time to drive up. You have to change over. The Ramah says that we, after Baruch Hu, you take off your shoes. Why doesn't the Ramah say about changing your clothing? Because the Ramah Lashitasi says that Shabbos Chazon, you don't wear Big Day Shabbos. But if you wear, we wear Big Day Shabbos, therefore you change your Shabbos clothing and everything after the Zman of Shabbos. And of course you have to say Baruch HaMavdol before, because he's a Chiv Avdala, and we're going to say it in Ma'ariv, and but Lamaisa, to do Malacha or to do to drive to Shul or anything, or doing Avelis, you have to say Baruch HaMavdol. You don't say this year, every year it's never Negeya, this year that, or a year that Tisha is on Sunday, you don't say V'Hinoyam. There's a few reasons. First of all, because V'Hinoyam is Mesukon and Akamas HaMishkan, and now is when the Beis Hamikdash was Nechrav, we don't say. The Goyin says we don't say because of Maisi Adenu Kainaneu, and it says in Halacha, Ha'oisim Halacha, you shouldn't do Malacha on Tisha B'Av. Ain't a Roya Simon Bracha, a Maisi Adenu. You say Atakadish, yeah. Every year we say, but you don't say V'Hinoyam, yeah. And the Archa Shulchan, and that's you know, Yomt, if you don't say also, because you don't have 6 days of Malacha. And the Archa Shulchan says because it's not Vinoyam, it's not Ni'imus. There's no Ni'imus on Tisha B'Av. So maybe you don't say Vinoyam. Havdalah, we usually have Barimareish and Psalmim. This year we don't say Psalmim, of course not on Tisha B'Av, and Matzah Tisha B'Av, you just do Hagafen and Hamavdal. Barimareish, you do Matzah Shabbos, and Allah it's brought to do it before Eicha. Because like this, you'll have light for Eicha, and also with Psukim. You don't say v'yitin lecha. Boir moir eish you do before echa. Before echa. It says it before echa. Some people, they do it for their wife, so before they leave out, they do it then. But the reason brought also b'machshaka, but one of the reasons to do it then, before echa, as opposed to maybe later, is because usually we make avdala, whatever the avdala is in the gate, we do it after davin, but here we do it to have it lit up already for echa. Lagabe havdala. I'm going to go vite only dinim that are negayer for this year. Of course, Tisha B'av Vaydei, Chatzos, is an Avelis, that's, you know, we get up. Seven Nechemta. Before Havdalah, the halach is, it's halach and Shulchan Aruch and Helcha Shabbos. One is allowed to drink water before Havdalah. You're supposed to take your shoes off. The Gabi, woman eating before Havdalah, the Mechas Yitzchak has a whole tshuva about it. I'm going to leave it open. The person should ask his Rav if a guy comes back late after Ma'ariv. This year, there's a shailah, there's bachlal chiv avdala, because avdala is really matzah Shabbos. This year, since it's Tisha B'av, there's no avdala, so maybe there's no chiv avdala. There's a question, and there's bachlal a question of woman am a chiv avdala. So the Menach Sitzlok says maybe it's a svek sveika. We'll leave it open now. Lagabi nashim ba'avdala. You make avdala matzah Tisha B'av Sunday night ala kais. You just say hagafen and amavdal. Of course, no besam, no bar mareish. You'll have to be, the Maril says, the Mishnah brings it a regular year, just like in the 9 days, some try to work a way around making Avdalah Matzah Shabbos or Matzah Tisha B'Av wine, because it's still the 9 days, but you'll have to, says the Maril, this year it's Matzah, it's already later, you'll have to make Avdalah on, on wine Matzah Shabbos. I'm sorry, a Sunday night Matzah Tisha B'Av. Important to know, this year the only thing that's aser matzah Tisha B'Av is only aser to eat wine, basar v'yayin. Besides making avdalah, you should want to not eat fleishiks and drink wine. Everything else is mutter. Mishnah Brura says that you'll have to take a hirka matzah Tisha B'Av, and already the poskim, the shevet alevi, say you'll have to go swimming, you'll have to do laundry, shachiyanu also. We didn't say shachiyanu all the 3 weeks because it's a zman afronius. After Tisha B'Av this year, it's already Yud Aleph, so already way past everything, and it's already mut. Besides Basa V'Yayim, we should be Zoicha to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and all these dinim shouldn't be Negeya.